from Rav Shlita from Gross, who's going to be giving a shiur today. He spoke about what a wonderful opportunity it is to learn Torah from Rav Shlita, but it's also Kedai to realize that he represents the Cholel, our Cholel in Eretz Yisrael on the Gross campus, and to get a little bit of a flavor of what the guys there are able to benefit from each and every day. The guys in Gross tend to have a very good pressure with Rav Eisenstein, as well as with Rav Bernarsh, as well as with Rav Miller, and it's a very, very special opportunity for those who have that in the plans, or at least as a possibility. I strongly encourage you to have a conversation with Rav Eisenstein, but more on a personal level, for me, it's always a great, great pleasure to be inspired by Rav Eisenstein's personal example of tzidkus and his overall example of what it means to be a masmid in learning and a great Talmud Chacham. It's Kavod Gadol.
Say that this is actually a little bit emotional for me, because this is the first time I'm saying a shiur in this room. I never would have dreamed, this was the place where Schefter said chaburas 30 years ago, I never would have dreamed that I would say a chabura in this room. Just the sense of what this room was. Rav Schefter Shlita sat amongst the guys. He didn't sit in the front, he sat where you're sitting. That's where Schefter's seat. Rav Eli Reich sat over here. Rav Shalom Rosner sat over here. Rav Avi Sarfati sat over here. Rav Packer learned with Rav Fall Willig over there. And that was the kolel that I was zochet to walk into. And so this room for me has a lot of holiness. Maybe the most interesting part of it is where the bubble gum machine is now. You know, there's an indentation, there's a bubble gum machine. Right when you turn out to the right, do you know what I'm talking about? The candy machine? Snack machine? Whatever it is. That was a phone booth. And that was a phone booth that there was one phone booth for the entire kollel. The one who got the most phone calls was Rav Schefter. He would get a phone call about every hour and a half. And that was how our wives kept in touch with us, was that if there was an emergency, they called there was one phone booth for the entire kollel, and we tried to learn. All right, so b'siyata d'shmaya, what I'd like to, Rav Leibowitz Shlita told me that you're up to Simin Sadi Dalit, so I figured that I would start off with something in Sadi Dalit and then broaden it to a broad discussion about Basar V'Chalav. In general, if you take a look at the Shach in Simin Sadi Dalit Sif Yud, the Shach discusses a very, very, very basic shaila that needs to be addressed, a very common shaila. We'll use this shaila as a springboard to look at contrast between Basar B'Chalav and Shari Surim. The Shach discusses the following. Let's say you have a spoon that had been used to mix milk at 2 p.m. And then that spoon is used to mix meat at 9 p.m. So of course we know that there's a din of nosin tam lefgam, the halacha meikar didina, after 24 hours. So how do you calculate 24 hours? Do you calculate the 24 hours from 2 p.m. or do you calculate the 24 hours from 9 p.m.? Okay, that's the question. So that's a machlokas between the Shach and the Bach. The Bach is Mekel. The Bach says at the end of the day, if when it comes 2 p.m. the next day, the Chalav is going to be already Pogum, so then in such a case, I don't care about the fact that the Basar is still within 24 hours. I got to focus on both the Basar and the Chalav. Yet the Shach holds that not that way. The Shach says that we're going to look at 24 hours from the time of 9 p.m. So you have 24 hours from 9 p.m. as opposed to 2 p.m. The Shach really doesn't tell us exactly why. Let's look inside in his holy words. The Shach says, "Sivkat and Yud Pirush Mishas Tchiva Afilu Ein Basiyom Mishas Shebishul Bachalav Kivan Shoisa Basiyom Mishas Tchiv Rishona Nasis Nevela Voseres Achakach Afilu Diavad Imi Basiyom Mishas Tchiv Upashetu." So the Shach just tells the Pashet, and then he tells us that the Bach disagrees. What's the Omek Adavar? So the Prima Gadim in the Sif Seidas, it was here in this room that, again, it's associations for me, that I remember Rav Shechter Shlita saying that, saying how awesome Rav Moshe Feinstein was, and he said Rav Moshe Feinstein was so awesome that he knew every Prima Gadim about that, and he began to cry, in this room, he began to cry, saying that Rav Moshe knew every single Prima Gadim about that. So I can't even say pshat in every line in one Prima Gadim. So in Sifkat and Yud and the Sif Seidas, there's a line in the Prima Gadim that I'd like to pick up on. He says v'hashach l'shitase b'simin kufhei ois yud zayin d'nesar. He says the shach is l'shitaso in something that he wrote in simin kufhei Sifkat and Yud zayin. So we will be siyata d'shmaya, try to see what does the Prima Gadim mean by that. And in order to understand that, let's go and do what I think is an exciting review on some basic concepts of Basa B'Cholav that we've been zocher, both in New York and in Yerushalayim, to learn in tandem. The Torah Kedosha tells us, Leisev Ashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoi, three times, Echad Isra Achilav, Echad Isra Anov, Echad Isra Bishol B'mashma. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to say lo sevashel, in contrast to where you have in Parashas Re'eh, lo yisoichlu chol nevela, there's a fundamental difference Chazal already picked up. Chazal, the Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, in the nature of the Isser of Basar B'Cholav versus Shar Isurim. So when it comes to Shar Isurim, there it's not formulated in terms of the Isser Bishul. We learned that in Pei Zayin, that there are certain leniencies, and what we're going to see is also stringencies. After Pei Zayin, we're going to see that there are also certain stringencies that also emerge from the Torah's formulation. That means that if you don't create Basar B'Cholav through Bishul, in such a case, it's not going to be an Isur D'oraisa. So, for example, we know that Kavush could transfer Tam Min HaTorah, and we have a fascinating paradox. If you soaked pork with another piece of meat, the halacha would be that that piece of meat has a din pork min ha-teira, because the taste of kavush of 24 hours will give off the tam. However, when it comes to basar b'chalav, it's a condition that you need bishul. So even though you have tam, but if you don't have the condition of creating a chefza of basar b'chalav, notice these words, a chefza of basar b'chalav, so through bishul, in such a case, you won't have a din of basar b'chalav min ha-Torah. So if you will, that is the first difference that we see already, that Chazal understood from the Torah HaKadosha, between the Isser Loi Sevashel versus Loi Soichu. That also has a Churma in Simen Pei Zayin. We learned in Simen Pei Zayin, Reb Shlomo Eger. The Reb Shlomo Eger says right away in the beginning, we have a rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, but he points out that the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul for Shabbos is fundamentally different than the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul for Basar B'Cholav. And that is that if you have basar that is cooked and cholav that is cooked, and you cook them again. So even though when it came to Shabbos, we would say that you won't be over bishul basar bishul on Shabbos, but you have created a new chefza basar b'chalav. By cooking, you create a new chefza basar b'chalav. So that would be, if you will, one kula. Kavush is a kula, and the din of ein bishul achar bishul is a chumra that we have in the difference between the two. There's another difference. Let's take a look and see these things inside. Osios Machkimos. If you take a look in Simin Kuf Aleph in Hilchos Taruvos, we have the din of Chaticha Ruya L'Skabi. This is a very, very important halacha in terms of understanding the difference between Basar B'Cholav and Sha'ar Yisurim. The halacha is that if you have three pieces of meat, one of them is not kosher, the halacha would be that the one that's not kosher is batel barov. What happens if it's chashuv? So that we're going to learn, both in Yerushalayim and in New York, we'll discuss what is going to prevent bittel, that we'll learn in Hilchas Taruvos. So one of the things that could prevent bittel is a chaticha haruya l'schabed. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Beis, Ein lo din chaticha haruya l'schabed, elim kein yisura machmas atzma, kegoy nevelu basar b'chalav. Etc. The halacha is that's not a din of chaticha ruya l'skabi. What is the mechaber saying? The mechaber is saying And if this is not clear, stop me, because this is a very, very important point. The Mechaber is saying that when it comes to Shari Surim, so let's say you have Chalef, you have liquefied Chalef, so the liquefied Chalef falls into a Chaticha of Basar, so then in such a case, then, even if that Chaticha of Basar is a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabeg, the Halacha is that there would still be Bittul, because what is the Chafetz of Isser? The Chafetz of Isser is the Chalef that is what we call, very important term, an Isser Balua. Soloveitchik Zatzal made a big deal about this, as we're going to see. It's an Isser Balua. It's absorbed into the Chaticha. However, when it comes to Basar B'chalav is what the Mechaber referred to as an Ichser Machmas Atzmai. Ah, that comes back to the idea that we spoke about before, that when you have Vishal Basar B'chalav, you create a new Chafetza of Basar B'chalav. Once a new Chafetza of Basar B'chalav is created, so then in such a case, when it falls into a Taruvos, so there you can't say that there just simply is absorbed Iser. No! When it comes to Basar B'chalav, the whole thing is transformed. The whole Chaticha is transformed, and therefore it's going to be a Chaticha Riskabi. In contrast to the Chalav that's sitting inside, that's what we call an Iser Belua, and therefore it would be Batal, and you don't have the problem of Chaticha Riskabi. So that's another Nafkamina that comes out really from the Psukim themselves, just the longest, if you will, that our Rabbein taught us from the Psukim themselves. With this, we can understand the fundamental difference between we've just finished learning. You guys are a little bit ahead of us. We finished Simen Tzadi Beis. We're having a Bechina now on Tzadi Beis. So we finished Chaticha Nasas Nevela. And in the Sugya of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, you know that there is a Machlokes Rishonim in Tzadi Beis, whether we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Shari Surim. Chaticha Nasas Nevela in a half a sentence, of course, is that if you have an Isser that falls onto a Chaticha, and then that Chaticha falls into something else, so then in such a case, then your Mishar connected the whole Chaticha, not just the what fell on top of it. So there is the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim that says, no, it doesn't apply to Shari Surim. What's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Ephraim? So it's in Tesis and Kuf Amid Aleph, Divar Maskel B'Shekidim B'Silkot. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Ephraim is as follows. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, each one by itself is mutter. What happens is when you have the tipa that falls onto the chaticha, so then habasar atzmoi nasa iser. The way Rav Soloveitchik explained was, and this I remember when I was stuck, when the first time when I was learning Basar B'chalav, I went over a couple times to Rav Shechter Shlita, and there were these terms were very foreign to me. So I didn't understand how Chaticha Nasas Nevela works. So he made reference to this Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this Shach, and Kufay, Sifkot, and Yud Zayin, that will be Masbir B'siyata D'Shmaya shortly. That Rabbeinu Ephraim says like this, when it comes to Basar B'chalav, since the Basar and the Chalav, each one is Heter, and the Torah assert the conglomeration of the two, so then you have a new chefta of Basar B'chalav. You remember we spoke about Shari Surim, it's just Isser Belua. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, there's a ma'pecha. It's, in Rav Soloveitchik's words, it's nefach. The entire chefta becomes nefach into a chefta of Isser. And therefore, your mishar, not keneged the blios of chalav and basar that come out, but your mishar keneged kol ha-chaticha, because the chaticha is entirely transformed. Now, you might say to me that we don't paskin that way. Us Ashkenazim follow that we say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim. So here, Rav Soloveitchik felt very strongly, again, this is all from Rav Shechter, and I was zocha to do Rishima Shiurim with Rav Reichman Shlita as well, that Rav felt very, very strongly that even though we paskin Chanan by Shari Surim, but the Chanan B'Shari Surim works entirely differently. And pay attention, this is something quite beautiful, something quite profound. Then when it comes to Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, there, the way in which it works is you can't say Nefach. You remember we learned that when it comes to Shari Surim, it's just an Isser Belua. So how can you say that it's Nefach? Ah, so Rav Reichman explained to me that Rav Soloveitchik explained that the idea is that when it comes to Shari Surim, since the Chalav inside of that Chaticha is now hosted in a host. There is a host. There's the Isser and it's the host. And you can't separate between the two. So it's what Rav Soloveitchik described as a sheer bittel. Since you can't look at the Chalev as independent because it is in a host, So the Ran and others say that we have a gzeira atu basar b'chalav, that we said that since it's so similar to basar b'chalav, we have to judge it based on the host, not based on that small iser. So that is the way in which Chanan by Shari Surim works. Chanan by Shari Surim is a din in the host. Okay, so this is Rabbeinu Ephraim, says it doesn't apply at all. And La Halacha, we actually have what Rosenzweig Shita would call the echoes. We have the echoes of Rabbeinu Ephraim even in the Halacha. You have the echoes of Rabbeinu Ephraim even in the Halacha, that it's true that Basa B'chol works, and everybody agrees it works differently. But we're nevertheless Machmir Midrabban. Ah, now we're ready to go to Shachan Taz. Let's take a look to Siyata Dishmaya in Simin Kufhei, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, in that Shach that the Prima Gadim told us to go to. So it's a long shach. It's towards the end. And this is what, it's still ringing in my ears when I was your age. Shachta said, you got to know the shach in Kufay Yud Zayin. Once you understand the shach, then most things will become clear. So let's take a look at the shach. The shach discusses the following halacha. The Mechaber tells us, Ha dechaticha in Siv Zayin, Ha dechaticha iser oseres chaverta b'digiyasa, Dafke kishisura machmas atzma. So the Shulchan Aruch, the simple pshat, this is how the Shach is going to learn. The Taz will disagree, but the simple pshat is going to be like the Shach. The Shach says that if you have a chaticha of basar b'chalav, so here we have one chaticha of basar b'chalav that touches another chaticha, since this chaticha is going to give off tam into the other chaticha, it's going to make it aser because it's an isura machmas atzma. You don't need to worry about the chalav that's going over into the chaticha. As an iser machmas atzma, as a cheftza of aser v'chalav, in such a case, it's going to aser the other chaticha. What's the holy language of the shach? Let's take a look. It says, Zok Deheligah Shach. He says as follows. Mikol mokom, kiva da'al yidei chibura nesru, imkein habasar shenechshav guf ha'iser, oiser. Since when it comes to basar b'chalav, this is the way our Rabbeim explained. Since when it comes to basar b'chalav, the halacha is that it becomes a chefetz of iser, so then I don't care about the fact that the chalav inside this chaticha, the chalav inside this chaticha, went into the other chaticha. Why? Because this became a chefetz of iser, and as a chefetz of iser, it's going to aser the other one. So far, so good, Rabbo said. That shach is clear. Beautiful. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, Mehechi Tesi. The Taz entirely disagrees with the shach over there in Sivkot and Yud-Gimel. The shach says, we have a rule, Ein Isser Yotze B'li Rotev. He says, the halacha is not going to be that if you have one chaticha, even if it's a chaticha basval, use all the fancy brisker terminology you want. At the end of the day, if you don't have the Rotev bringing the iser from this chepza of basar b'chalav to the next chaticha, so then in such a case, then it's not going to aser. In other words, the Taz learns the mechaber entirely differently. If you want, I could tell you how the Taz, I could try to tell you how the Taz learns. But most importantly, is the Taz says that the Shach's understanding is incorrect. That the halacha would be that if you have a chepza of basar b'chalav that touches another chaticha, even though we know for sure that there was tam that was given over from the chaticha basar b'chalav to the other chaticha, if we don't know that there was milk and meat that was brought over through rotev into that other chaticha, in such a case, it's not going to aser. That's the Taz sheet. The Mela the Taz learns, in one sentence, the Taz learns that this is an entirely different case. This is a case of we have meat touching cheese. That's how the Taz learns this case. But he says, how could it be that just because this is basar, it's not basar v'chalav? Okay. So what do we see is the echoes of what we saw in Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is the Shach, and from our Rabbeim we heard that Rav Soloveitchik thought that this Mahalach fits in so beautifully, and it fits in really gloriously in everything that we saw beforehand, and that is going to be a beautiful way of looking at Chanan in general, looking at this Machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. That, it seems, is exactly what the Prima Gadim is making reference to over here. We started off with the case of 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. And we said, if you have chol that was absorbed into the spoon on 2 p.m., and you have basar that was absorbed into the spoon on 9 p.m., so how you mechashbein 24 hours? L'chura, you should say that 24 hours already has to start from 2 p.m. because at the end of the day, once you've hit 2 p.m., it's already more than 24 hours from the chalav. But if you say that when it comes to basar b'chalav, that at 9 p.m., that's when it becomes basar b'chalav, so you do a cheshbon of no same time lefgam from 9 p.m., from that new cheftza of basar b'chalav, that's at 9 p.m., and you're not going to cheshbon 2 p.m., and it happens, the father-in-law of the Taz, the Bach, disagrees. So Moreinu or Rav Miller Shlita, years ago, explained this machlokas in the following way. Beautiful, beautiful term. I don't know if you've heard this before. Just a beautiful ha'ara. Rav Miller Shlita asked, "How do you pronounce? What are we learning today? What are they supposed to write in the course catalog? Basar bichalav or basar vichalav? What is the iser? Basar bichalav or basar vichalav?" So what's that? So he suggested that's the machlokas between the Taz and his father-in-law, the Bach, and the Shach. Dahin. That if we say that when it comes to the Isser, we're talking about basar and chalav. So then in such a case, if it's basar and chalav, so when's the calculation going to begin? The calculation will begin at 2 p.m. because chalav is one entity, the basar is another entity, and it's a conjunction. So that's the shita of the Bach. It's a conjunction, basar v'chalav. However, the shita of the Shach is no, that when it comes to basar, the right way to write it in the course catalog is basar bichalav. It becomes a cheftza of basar bichalav. So since it becomes a cheftza of basar bichalav, so in such a case, then we would look at it that way, as being something that it has its new identity at 9 p.m. as a cheftza of basar bichalav. So let's review b'siyata d'shmaya what we've done up until now. We started with the shot of 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. We said, what is the reference to Kuf Hei Yud Zayin? We said, wait a second, let's take a step back and look at the differences between Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim, the din of Kavush, the din of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. It shows us that we're creating a new Cheftza, the Nafkamina of Chaticha Rui L'Skabe, that shows us that Basar B'chalav is a new Cheftza. Now the question is, how far does that new Cheftza go? So that's what Rav Shechter told me, and told many of us, and it's in the Shiur, this is in the Shiurei Arav, that's why the Shach and Kuf Hei Yud Zayin is so important, which in the Shiurei Arav and the Rishim HaShiurim, they point out that's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Lashon, and then using the other idea that we've got from our yeshiva, the echoes that Rabbeinu Ephraim, even Rabbeinu Ephraim's Shita exists lehalacha, and that's the Kavana, the Prima Godin B'siyata D'Shmaya, when he says, Rishachter said this to me in five sentences, but that's the kavan of the Prima Gadim. When the Prima Gadim says, "Take a look at the Shach in Kufei Yud Zayin," that's what he was referring to. And that will that Rav Miller's way of saying it is it basar bichalav or basar vichalav? Okay. Before I conclude, I want to share with you maybe this is the newest part for this year, B'siyat HaShemayim, from Tavshin Pei Dalet. Our job is to learn from our Rabbeim and maybe to add a little bit to our Rabbeim. I'd like to throw out to you that maybe this will help us understand a obtuse machlokis, a celebrated machlokis between the Taz, again, the Taz and the Shach, again, in the sugya of Trey Mashu. It's a very, very, it comes out of left field. In Sadi Beis, at the end of the sugya of Hanan, we have a long Taz. The Taz is in Sadi Beis Tes Zayin. So we were zochet to learn that when it comes to Trey Mashu, the Taz says that you can make it. What's the case of Trey Mashu? The Taz says a wild kula. The Taz says like this. The Taz, at first glance, disagrees with the Melitza that they say over from the Briskerov. They said over from the Briskerov. The Briskerov said that chametz is like bacteria. That what happens is that when, just like bacteria, we saw it b'chush, unfortunately, with COVID, that just like bacteria could be tiny, but could transform something. So the in Yiddish, Briskerovy say, chametz is a chaitka. Chaitka is a bacteria. The chametz is like bacteria, that if you put a tiny bit of chametz into a taruvas of matzah, boom, it's all automatically transformed. And then, if you take a little bit of that matzah and you drop it into something else, once it's been affected by the bacteria, doesn't take more than a moment of time, the pashtus, and we'll get involved in other sugyas that we have in Piskei Tshuvos over here. But it doesn't take probably that long. And then in such a case, if that taruvus falls into something else, it'll aser, 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 aser. That's how they say over in Brisk. But it's Mefurisha Taz, not that way. The Taz says, Trei Mashuhu Lo Amrina, that if you have a taruvus of chametz that falls into matzah, which is an Isser Mashu, and then that Isser Mashu falls into another taruvus of matzah, Trei Mashuhu Lo Amrina. What is the source for Trei Mashuhu Lo Amrina? This is going to be a little bit complicated. Bear with me, and I'll stick around if there's anything that's not clear. So the source of Trei Mashuhu Lo Amrina, the Taz quotes from a Taisis. Let's see the Taisis. It's quoted by the Taz inside in Sifkatan Tes Zayin. So Taisis says as follows. Taisis says as follows. That if you have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, now we're, up until now, everything we've been discussing has been the Rabbanan. We're actually going to entertain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda now. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that we don't say bittel, even when you have even a miut, so then there isn't either is an iser mashu. So according to, says Tosis like this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you have chelev that falls onto a chaticha, which is aser according to Rabbi Yehuda bimashu, and then that chaticha falls into something else. The halacha is says Tosis it's not going to aser. Ooh, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda said even min b'mino is lo batel, even b'mashu. So says the Taz, that's trey mashu lo amrin. Let's see it inside in Tosos now. Sifkat and Tezayin says Tosos, v'tirit rabbeinu. Sifkat and Tezayin in the Taz, one third through, v'tirit rabbeinu is elishon, nihi dihi gufa mitzra b'cholshu. If you have chela, it falls on type of a chaticha, it's aser mashu, mikol makom lo amrinu shetiyasa neveh lesa kolacheros, kiven shi atzma lo nesra lo becholdu. Since that chaticha only became meitzah b'kolshu, it's not going to aser something else. So Taz now builds mountains on this, and he says, we see from here, trei mashu lo amrinu. Okay. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no, I think the halacha is not that way. That if you have chametz that falls into matzah, the halacha is that it will aser the taruvus, and then if that matzah falls into something else, it's going to aser the next taruvus. You have a taisis. So says the Shach, no, that taisis is talking about chaticha nasas nevela. That taisis is talking about chaticha nasas nevela. So why is chaticha nasas nevela different? So the Shach has the following lashon. The Shach says, "The lirik the lo shamin lo Rabbi Yehuda damer min b'mina lo batul ela kishe also min hu shel iser levadoi avaloi." Kishe koyach achar mu'urabai. This is Baba Kama. Koyach achar mu'urabai. Says the Shach in Nekudas HaKesef, he says, since there's koyach achar mu'urabai, by chaticha nas nevela, then the halacha is going to be different. What does the Shach mean? What does the Shach mean is koyach achar mu'urabai? So I thought that maybe, Chiddush from Yerushalayim, maybe you could say the following, that what the Shach is saying is, the idea that we learned from our Rabbein, that when it comes to Shari Surim, there it's a host. We're talking about Shari Surim over here. And Chaticha Nasas Nevela is not the pshat that it's Nefach, but rather it's a host. So then, in such a case, when you have Chaticha Nasas Nevela of Shari Surim, so then in such a case, there's no reason to be Machmir, because what's the whole Chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda? The whole Chumrah of Yehuda is that if you have Min, Bimino, it's not going to be Batel. But here, the Min is not, it's not noticeable. It becomes developed by the host. And since it becomes enveloped by the host, so then in such a case, then it doesn't have chashivus, and then you could be meichel. But mehechi tesi, you could be meichel when you're not talking about Hanan by Shari Surim, and you're talking about a classic chaitka of chametz, so then in such a case, then you'd have to be machmir and trei mashu. That's maybe what the omek of the Shach is. And I asked for Ben Narsh, and he said that it sounds good, that maybe you could say that the Taz disagrees. Because the Taz's whole shita is that every chaticha nasas nevela is a koach achamurabo. So if every chaticha nasas nevela is a koach achamurabo, so then in such a case, the Taz is going to say your whole argument, Shach, that you're going to say that this is a unique din of Hanan by Shar Isurim. But when it comes to other Isurim, Trei Mashu Lo Amrinam, the Taz doesn't hold that way. The Taz holds that even by Basar B'Cholav it's that way. And even by Basar B'Cholav, even though it's a Koach Hachem Urbo, it asers. So we see that only asers on one Mashu, but doesn't aser another Mashu. Maybe that is going to be the siyata d'shmaya, that nikudas hamachlokis between the shach and the taz. Ulai v'ulai, that's hamachlokis between the shach and the taz. Just to make this halach l'maisa, see how our rabbeim use this halach l'maisa, there is a beautiful sefer that just came out. I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva. Beautiful sefer of Rabelsky's tshuvas. It has a picture of Rabelsky on it. If you could pass around, I made 30 photocopies. This is paper from Yerushalayim, so it's holier paper. Actually, I need... Okay. There are the tshuvas from the OU. There are tshuvas from Rav Shechter Shlita and Rabelsky. For some reason, the picture is only Rabelsky on the cover, even though half of the tshuvas are from Rav Shechter. And this is a full tshuva of Rav Shechter. And on the last line, Rabelsky writes, "Hiskamti sheken yeshen hog l'maisa." But the whole tshuva is from Rav Shechter. It's kedai to go through this shaila. By the level of this tshuva is very, very high. It took me three different sugyas to be able to truly understand everything that Rav Shechter was doing in this tshuva. But we're gonna focus on one part of it. Let me start with the punchline of the shaila, and then I'll give you a little bit of background, the siyata d'shmaya of the shaila. The shaila is as follows. Let's say you had chaticha nasas novela of shari surim that was cooked in a factory in a pot. But there would have been bittel if not for chaticha nasas nevela. Are you now allowed to cook kosher food with a hashgacha on those kelim? And let me tell you the particular case. Now, this case also gets involved in the sugya of maimid. If you want to do a good chazor in maimid, Rav Shechter discusses a lot about maimid. But we're gonna. It's not necessary to understand for our shaila right now. Our discussion right now, the case of maimid. The shaila was as follows. They had a tray for yogurt that was being processed. There was a yogurt company. They were processing tray for yogurt. And then they wanted to know that there was a small amount of tray for yogurt that had gone into the kelim. We'll discuss in detail how it had gone to the kelim shortly. And now we want to know, do we need to kosher the kelim in order to be able to do a kosher run of yogurt? Why would you not need to kosher? Well, the answer is that when they did the run of the non-kosher yogurt, at the time that it came into those kelim, there was definitely more than shishin keneged the iser of chalav aser that was in the yogurt. But what had happened was it had gone through two stages. Remember, every chanan has two stages. You have the iser that falls into other iser. And then we say chaticha nasas nevela on that mixture. And then it falls into another mixture. So, in this case, when it came into the vat, it was 0.5% was non-kosher yogurt. But in the first taruvos, when it was originally mixed, there it was 50% of the non-kosher yogurt. So that's the case. So, Lahalacha of Shechter tells us that he thinks you could be makel because you have chaticha nas nevela on a dover lach by shar isurim. There are many instances where one could be makel if it was only a suffix. So he got it down to a suffix, and therefore he's makel b'torah suffix. But also, Rav Shechter then entertains the following fascinating chiddush based on the Torah that we just said from Rav Soloveitchik. He says, what's our shaila over here? We have chaticha nasas nevela on shari surim that in the second taruvos we had 20% of the first taruvos that had been transformed to iser. And now we want to know whether you need to kasher the utensil. Well, if when it comes to shari surim is just a shir and bittel. And by shari surim, we don't say nefach. We don't say that the entire taruvus is transformed. The whole din that would require kashering is a din of tam ke'ikar. So the only way you would require kashering in any case of chatich nas nevela is if you say if it's nefach. The moment in which we say it's a sheer bittel in the taruvos, So then in such a case, there is no requirement of kashering altogether. So if now you can take a look and see it inside. In page 311, it's the paragraph Ubipshuto. Now we could understand a little bit of what Rosh Hefter is saying. Let's start in the second half. Ubipshuto, the second half of the tshuva. Ella, first one line is Le'iser. Ella, kasher hisbi rabbeinu. That's when he said kasher hisbi rabbeinu, that's all the above that we have in today's shir. The kol hach dina dechanan b'shar yisurim lo nemar el legabi ches ben hashishim de lo sagi b'shishim neged yisur el de ba'inu l'shir shishim neged kol hachaticha shehovila ase yisur. Underline on the word shehovila. Hovila means it's the host. That when you have in the first haruvos, it's the host of the yisur. Umeata yinir lomar de kol halacha shel blias kelim. The whole requirement that you would say that you need to kasher that kli. Hello, whom you said this adin tam ki ikar. It's all based on the din of tam ki ikar. In other words, why would I say that I can't do a kosher run of yogurt now? Because it has blios of iser. Does it really have blios of iser? It's 0.5%. You're going to say no, that it does have more than 0.5%. It has 20% because the 20% had been transformed that in the first haruvos, it was also more than shishim in the first taruvas. In other words, that entire taruvas had become aser. And then it's going to ask the second taruvas. But that iser is not nefach. That iser just is that if I want to eat the second taruvas, I can't eat it without being mishar shishim keneged the entire 20%. But are we going to say that it becomes a cheftza of iser? No, because comes to Shari Surim, it's an Isser Balua. If it's an Isser Balua, so then in such a case, we don't say Nefah. So why do I need a Kasher the Kli? The only reason I need a Kasher the Kli is because of the din of Tam Kikr. Umemela continues Rosh Hechter. Hecha de ain Isser no sin Tam Otocha Kli. Yev Shalessar as a Kli. Vikam b'shar shebishkos haturuas hashniya b'tocha k'tira. Kvarayu masayim b'cholav askim. Kinegdo, the treif milk, there was already 200. Umemela lekem sin istam mea gelatin al tocha kli. Umemela ein sarach hagala. Now, I'll stop over here. Rosh Hefter then asks a question. When I discussed this with him in the summer, after I finally, it took me time to be amalam the tshuva, but after I finally understood the tshuva, he told me that this summer, this tshuva was written, Tavshin Nun Ches, that he thought that this was enough of a svar to be mekel, but he himself asked a kash on it from a Tyson Kulin, and then he's matir based on Lach Belach by Shari Sum, Ayin Sham. But this Svara is exactly what we've been discussing up until now. If we said that when it comes to Din of Hanan by Shari Sum, that the Din of Hanan by Shari Sum would be Nefach, it would be Aser. But if Hanan by Shari Sum is a Shir Bittel, so then in such a case, the Halacha would be entirely different. These last two points are points to ruminate about, but B'siyata D'Shmaya, what we learn from this machlokas between the Shach and the Taz is that when it comes to Basar B'chalav, you could look at it as Basar B'chalav. You could, when it comes to Basar B'chalav, there's a lot of room to say that's Nefach. The Masorah that we have is that when it comes to Shari Surim, it's not Nefach, and that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. If that's so, then as we saw over here, in such a case, Allah is that one could be Mekel in the case of the Kalim. That's number one. And number two is I thought that once one understands the shach that way, that will help us understand the koach ha-mu'uruv bo of the shach. And if you make a cheshbon, then the Taz L'Shitasel doesn't like the shach's techiyah because he holds that every chanan is koach ha-mu'uruv bo. If every chanan is koach ha-mu'uruv bo, so then in such a case, the halach should be that it should be aser by chanan. Elamai, why is it mutter in the case of that tosas? It must be because trei mashu lo amrina. While the Shach says, no, Trei Mashu Lo Amrina is not what's being matir that case. What's being matir that case is the din of Koach HaChamurah, but which our Rabbeim taught us is that the din of Chanan by Shari Yisurim is entirely different.